Howdy, this is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry. Tom Turberville is leaving the area after spending about 25 years here. I want to invite the communities to a grand send-off, August 17th at Crystal Park Plaza, from 5 to 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
She'll be right there on the front row.
There she will.
She says, I've imploded a building. Now I'm going to say goodbye to Tom Turberville.
Yeah, she's going to implode Tom.
Another, one more thing on the bucket list right there, taken care of.
That's right.
Don't have to worry about that. So in, let me see, our favorite state, that would be Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Burglary suspect tried to break into an apartment. It says here, using a blowtorch, it caused a small fire. Robert Sisson,
you think?
A yeah, small fire.
Who was charged
only
with arson,
a small fire.
Yeah, as well as armed robbery, had to bail from his break-in job when he spotted somebody watching him, apparently exited through the parking lot, keyed somebody's vehicle just for good measure.
Well,
now, and again,
he wanted to throw a misdemeanor in there.
And yeah. I don't know, because there's no pictures, but, you know, a blowtorch and a cutting torch are two different things. I mean, mm-hmm. Acetylene torch is different. And, you know, blowtorch has been around for a long time. That would, I mean, a couple of hundred years, because, you know, the idea is you needed a fuel source, and this was before aerosol cans, and they had a wider flame, you know, a much wider
yeah.
flame than a cutting torch. But don't know. Nonetheless, once again, another person from Florida making the news
for all the wrong reasons. Yes, yeah, so.
And the set of Behind the Candelabra, that is the that is the movie about...
Oh, Liberace?
Liberace.
Yeah, Liberace. Yeah.
Liberace.
Yeah,
Liberace.
Liberace, yeah.
Michael Douglas, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
And Matt Damon. Matt Damon's going to play the boyfriend.
Something like that. Anyway, Mike Walker of the National Enquirer says, strange goings on. Both Michael Douglas and Matt Damon have felt drafts of cold, damp air, smelled strong whiffs of men's cologne, and think the ghost of Liberace is lurking around. Apparently someone also caressed Michael's shoulder, and tightly secured lights have crashed for no reason. The biopic is based on the flamboyant showman's later years in life. So, there you go.
They're just trying to drum up publicity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think what happened is they looked at the script. They said, man,
this is going to be a dog. We need
really
to do something.
We got to do something to make this one palatable.
Yeah, so we'll see what we can do. All right. Power tools and domestic disputes don't mix very well. 33-year-old Ginger Lynn Johnson of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, what she?
Allegedly lost it during her argument. According to officials, Ginger Lynn became angry and punched her boyfriend.
Oh, did she take a power drill to him?
Well, yes. Matter of fact, she did.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, since you brought it up.
Oh, my God.
Since you brought it up.
Oh.
Ginger Lynn stabbed him in the stomach and back with a power drill.
I was just guessing. Yeah,
was it on?
I don't know. Says she's headed to jail. No word on his condition. Alcohol played a part, apparently. Alcohol. Huh. I'm amazed. Played a part in that.
What kind of bit did she use? Do you know?
I don't know what size it was. Obviously,
was it one of them wood drilling bits or a metal drilling bit?
Oh, man. If it was one of those, or, you know, like a masonry bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway, it left a mark.
That would leave a mark.
Yeah. So yeah. We know that.
I see. Here's the story from the Daily Oklahoman.
Oh, let's hear it. From the Daily Oklahoman. All right. There we go.
Let's see. Well, we already know all that. A man told them he and his girlfriend, Ginger Lynn Johnson, age 33, got into an argument that escalated until she jumped on him and repeatedly punched him in the head and back.
Do we have stats?
I don't know.
Is she a big old girl? I mean, do we know?
No, we've got a mugshot. She looks to be a pretty petite thing.
Really?
So
wow.
She's got the crazy eyes going, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she went for the power drill.
As if you'd be surprised by that.
Yeah.
The man told police he pushed Johnson away and tried to leave, but she grabbed a cordless drill and stabbed him in the stomach and back.
Wow.
The man had bruises on his head, small punctures on his stomach and back. The woman left the home driving a PT Cruiser with a flat tire.
People from Florida moving all over the country.
No, no, nobody. It's Oklahoma, okay?
Okay, well,
all bets
right.
are off.
Yeah, they got
all
some
bets
of
are
that.
Off.
They got some
it
of that.
It is Oklahoma. But speaking of Oklahoma, serious, I mean, is it still burning up?
Well, they
today?
Had some rain. They had
Did
rain.
They?
I said a little rain over
oh,
the weekend.
Oh, well, yep. Bless goodness gracious. That's great. I mean, golly, that's
well, I mean,
that's horrible.
I, All right. I'm just going to say 1.2 million acres of Texas burned last year, okay?
Yeah.
1.2 million acres.
Right.
And just saying, it befalls a lot of people.
It does.
Kate Moss has apparently lured her hubby back back to the dark side of meat-eating world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her husband, that'd be Jamie Hintz, told the London Evening Standard he was a vegan for 20 years. A vegan for 20 years.
Wow.
All that changed while they were dating. He said,
have a ribeye, hon.
Nope. Thing that really tipped me over the edge. When I first met Kate, started seeing her, walked into the kitchen, she's in her underwear making me a bacon sandwich. Just saying.
I just had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before? Good.
Yeah,
oh, my greasy lover, bacon.
Bacon.
It's the best. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon.
You're darn right.
If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. Huh, you don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon. I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! There is something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. It's kind of like smoking while you jog. I want the BLT, but I'll just get a salad with bacon and tomato. So you put it between two pieces of toast and stick a toothpick through it. It'd be great. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs with bacon. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it.
Here's your two strips of bacon.
I want more. More bacon! Whenever I'm at a brunch buffet and they have that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, I was thinking, if I was here by myself.
Yeah. It's Jim Gaffigan. Anyway, Jamie said she didn't know I was a vegan, and I was like, well, all my principles are out the window. See, once again,
well,
bacon doing the job for you.
Was it the underwear or just really good bacon?
Well, it may have been a combination.
Yeah.
Can't ever tell. Not sure. All right. Two new reality shows been announced by VH1 on the Hollywood Press Junket. We got your Grand River Singers Project. This will be about a choir of young adults. Wonder how that one will go. Black Ink, which will be about Harlem tattoo shops. And Miss You Much, which examines three new celebrities' lives each week. Do we care about that?
Yeah.
While we're on the reality front, Alec Baldwin said he'd rather die than appear in a reality show with his brothers Daniel, William, and Stephen.
Well,
that's what he said.
Oh, my.
Told the Total Film blog that he'd like to do a project with him, but he said, I just don't have a good script at all and never would have one. Never. Again, he's a bit of a pill.
Yeah.
A little tough to deal with.
And his brothers all showed up at the wedding and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think
so. Now he's bad-mouthing them.
So your average price of a movie ticket, your average price for a movie ticket, due to the inflation that's been caused by 3D and IMAX movies out there, which, of course, charge higher prices than your regular.
Yeah.
The average movie ticket price this past spring, $8.12, which is about 10 cents higher than it was 2 years ago. So if you're paying less than $8, you're paying below average. And I don't know what they cost, like $6. I don't know.
Well,
what's a movie cost here?
Well, depends on when you go.
And it depends on
age. Well, if you go to that. No, I mean, well, yeah.
Well, when Tom goes at 10:45 in the morning, he pays like $1.50.
But don't you have to have plug in earphones so the volume will be louder? Okay, I can hear it now. Thanks.
Turn
it down.
Yeah. So I don't know. So if you're not old as dirt, you're not as old as Tom.
Old as dirt.
Excuse me. I think. Well, I think the age is 60. Aren't you? Are you there? Not.
Scott? Oh, I go.
Yeah, but you don't go to the movies. Well, you ought to try it sometime.
I went a while back when after I was 60, I never asked.
You can get in for $350.
Really?
Yeah.
$350.
Yeah.
See, now it's not so bad.
Yeah.
This became
a good story.
Now the level of suckedness of the movie can be lowered. Oh, well, my standards are down because I only had to pay $350. You know, eight, but I mean, you can.
But if it's a bad movie, your time is still worth it.
Oh, I agree. No, believe me. Yeah. I've seen free movies.
And you still wanted your money back.
That's it. No, well, I said I could just watch it on demand or my DVR go, no, I don't think so. We're done.
I'm so glad it's summer.
Yeah, me too. No school. Let's have a no school show. Nice.
Prize. Let's call it School's Out for Summer. Get a new F-150 from Team Ford starting at $19,988.
Nice prize.
Or you can get a new Ford Fiesta for $13,888, and we have 0% for 60 months.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TeamLanavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team Lanavasota, where you always get a nice price.
Come meet Meatball.
All right, it's that time of year. The heat is here, the dryness is here, and as a result, you're maybe getting some visitors that you don't want. You know, ants and roaches and fleas. And that, speaking of fleas, I mean, you know, if your dog, your animal has fleas there outside, it means fleas are in your yard. Fleas will end up in your house. And there is, there's probably not a tougher thing to get rid of than fleas. And because, you know, they hop around and feed on you when they want to. And you think that you're free of these things, but you may not be. And that's why you need specialists. And that's what ABC does. ABC Home and Commercial Services are specialists when it comes to keeping those pests out of your home. Now, it could be also other things, spiders, scorpions, any of those, or, you know, the fur-bearing kind as well. Could be that you have some rodents in your house, under your house, in the attic of your house. You need to get rid of those, and you need to make sure that none of those pests return. And that's why Bobby Jenkins and his folks, who have been treating homes for over 60 years, know how to take care of it. They can get it treated regularly, too, as well. Give them a call at 361-0500, 361-0500. Let ABC come out, take care of your situation. By the way, also the outside of your house as far as your lawns, your shrubs, and your flower gardens are concerned. They'll help you there. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. This event is for anyone looking to learn more about Waldenbrook Estates for themselves or loved ones. We will provide information about our community and the benefits and amenities of living at Waldenbrook Estates. This is a great time to ask questions and learn more about our community. Join us for our barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Young Atlanta woman needed surgery after she accidentally swallowed a butter knife.
Ooh.
Demonstrating to a friend that she had no gag reflex. Okay, there's the downside of that, that's for sure. A driver in Germany saw her car get crushed 2 seconds after she got out of it.
Oh, my.
Heidi Huber had just parked her VW at a parking lot in Germany's Black Forest when this ginormous boulder came tumbling down the cliff. She jumped to safety. The one-ton boulder demolished the vehicle. She was treated for minor injuries and shock. I can imagine, yes. There you go. Lucky you. About 300 people showed up at Marilyn Monroe's gravesite on Sunday for the 50th anniversary of her death.
Mm-hmm. Was Joe DiMaggio there?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
No.
The hall at Westwood.
Nor was Arthur Miller or any of the Kennedys.
Yeah. The hall at
too
Westwood
soon?
Village. No. Memorial Park was too small to accommodate everybody, so they put a TV camera out there so everybody could see it, I guess. So. Seismologists tell us there's a ticking time bomb. There's a ticking time bomb out there. It's called Oregon. That's right. Yep. Oregon. We may be saying goodbye to Oregon.
Oh, no.
What will we do with Portland? They'll be out there all by themselves.
What about the Ducks?
Yeah. A 40% chance of getting hit by a major earthquake in the next half century, possibly as big as the one that hit Japan last year. Possibly. An ominous new report out of Oregon State University adds...
An anonymous?
No. An ominous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an anonymous
report.
That'd
be pretty good.
An anonymous report. Sources tell us there's a 40% chance of a major earthquake hitting Oregon.
It's almost like a presidential candidate hasn't paid taxes in how long. Hello?
Hey, that girl in Germany, the one with the minor injuries in the car.
Yeah.
I think her minor injury was she probably had to have an underwearectomy because I'm sure her backside inhaled her underwear.
Yeah. Don't believe I've ever heard that phrase before.
That's a turn of a phrase.
Hello?
That Oregon situation sounds like something some federal money needs to be thrown at.
You know, you're right. That's probably right. We probably need, first of all, $1 billion just off the top.
A billion?
To get started on
a billion
research.
Won't even scratch the surface,
but
Scott.
That's the research.
It needs 11 billion.
$11 billion.
Eventually, we'll get to that. They are telling us that this new report out of Oregon State University adds that shaking will likely go on for 3 to 5 minutes in a state where the seismic design standards are only 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
The bottom line is, one expert said, Oregon is not ready. Well, I don't know.
Who could be ready?
I think you need to just move out.
Then the caller hit on something then, because now what they're going to do is they're going to take, you know, in Portland especially, and, you know, institutions of higher education, they're going to take this and run with it and say, we need federal dollars to bolster our buildings.
I think that's
bolster
true.
Bolster our schools.
Yes.
That's where your children are going to be, perhaps,
when it
happens.
Well, listen to how horrible this sounds. I mean, where it's going to happen. This is Oregon's offshore seismic fault. It's called the Cascadia Subduction Zone. I mean, that just sounds like it's going to swallow up small children that happen to even go by.
Well, but if you say it fast, it sounds like the Cascadia Subduction Zone.
Oh,
you know, good things can happen there.
Now, and they are saying this could in fact produce, it is capable of producing a megathrust quake.
A megathrust quake.
The last time that happened that they know of was 1700.
It's a dance in the 60s.
Can you say that on the radio?
I don't know that you can. But it's Oregon, and it concerns me greatly. Hello.
Yeah, we'll just use a good federal search.
Oops, sorry.
Bulldozing the whole thing and then rebuilding.
Yeah, then we could do that. We could just do that, a federal project to knock it all down. Yeah.
I thought as soon as he said federal, some sort of cell phone interrupter went off somewhere.
No. Cascadia Subduction Zone.
I still like Subduction Zone better.
And megathrusts. I like that. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if you should pair those two together. You know, so,
kind of tying into what one of the callers said just a minute ago. Look around your office today, your workplace, you know, pick out a group of 8 guys there. According to researchers, one of those 8 wears their underwear 2 to 3 times before washing it.
Uh-huh.
Good gosh.
Happy Monday. The survey, get this, conducted by Clorox.
Well, stop.
Guys, 18 to 29, wash their bed sheets around once a month? What? That's crazy.
They're not married.
Yeah. Golly. All right, there you go. That's, again, from the Clorox.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Beachwater Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool, relax in the shade under our giant palapas, and sample great seafood at the Shrimp Haas restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So if you're sick of eating out the same places, maybe you should move to one of the cities in America with the most restaurants.
That'd be?
Using census data, they have tallied the list of
quantity, not quality, relative to population. Okay, in other words, per capita.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Here are your 10 top cities as far as numbers of restaurants based on the population. Number 10 is Portland, Oregon, aforementioned. Number 9 is Boston. Number 8 is Providence. Number 7 is Orange County. Number 6 is San Jose. Number 5 is Seattle. 4 is New York. 3 is Long Island. 2 is Fairfield County, Connecticut. That's Stamford and Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 1 city with the most restaurants, San Francisco. Of course, everything is so reasonably priced in mm-hmm. San Francisco. I would think that, gosh, hon, you got an extra $40. Hey, let's go to McDonald's. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah,
okay. When you said per capita, I thought it would be smaller towns like college towns when you were saying per capita.
Yeah. Now, if you talk about combination Mexican restaurant and nail joints, then we go, never mind. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The album.
That was highly insensitive.
Was it?
That Sorry. Was highly insensitive.
Sorry. 1965, the album Help by the Beatles was released.
Mm, I need somebody.
And in 1998, Monica spent 8.5 hours testifying before a grand jury.
Well, like, he was the president.
Yeah, so there. Yeah. Okay. All right, you got a minute.
Batman. Batman continues its reign over the box office, and Scott still hadn't seen it.
No,
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Me neither. Number one in the nation for the third weekend in a row. It took in $36.3 million this past weekend, bringing its total to $355 million.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. Total Recall, it debuted at number 2, and number 3 was the comedy